commemoration of the sacrilege at Paris Cemetery. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Hello, dear listeners, and our heartfelt condolences to you all on the anniversary of a very tragic day, in commemoration of which many of us are clad in black and mourning ceremonies are being held all over the Islamic Republic of Iran, as well as in other countries like Iraq, Lebanon, Bahrain, Pakistan, India, the Republic of Azerbaijan, and many other countries. Today, the 8th of Shawwal, is the day on which 97 lunar years ago, in 1345 AH, corresponding to 1926, Wahhabi terrorists desecrated the sanctity of the sacred cemetery of Jannat al-Baqi in the holy city of Medina. They demolished the tombs of the elders of Islam, especially the Blessed Shrine, where four of the 12 infallible heirs of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, reposed in eternal peace. That is, Imam Hassan Mujtaba, Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Muhammad Baqir, and Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon them. Please stay with us for a special feature in this regard. As science and technology have made rapid progress, bringing unimaginable amenities and material benefits to the human race, spirituality and moral values have receded, especially among those who have sold their souls to the Satan. Today, we're not just witnessing the merciless bombing of the Gaza Strip by the illegal Zionist regime, in addition to the acts of terrorism by the Daesh terrorist outfit in Afghanistan. These ungodly elements, who call themselves Salafi, have no respect for the sanctity of mosques and shrines. No wonder their progenitors set the precedent in desecrating the tombs of saints and even the shrines of the prophets of God, including those places associated in the holy cities of Mecca and Medina with Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The houses and shrines of the chosen ones of God are not ordinary places, but Sha'ir Allah, or the symbols of Allah, as is evident by several ayahs of the Holy Quran. For instance, in ayah 158 of Surah Baqarah in the Holy Quran, the Almighty says, "Indeed, Safa and Marwa are among Allah's symbols. So whoever makes Hajj to the house or performs the Umrah, there is no sin upon him to circuit between them." Likewise, in Ayah 32 of Surah Hajj, the Almighty says, "And whoever venerates the symbols of Allah, Sha'ir Allah, indeed that arises from the God-wariness of hearts." Ayah 2 of Surah Ma'idah in the Holy Quran strictly forbids the violation of Sha'ir Allah or symbols of Allah, when it says, "O you who have faith, do not violate Allah's symbols, Sha'ir Allah, neither the sacred month, nor the offering, nor the necklaces, nor those bound for the sacred house who seek their Lord's grace and His pleasure." Ayahs of the Holy Quran that we recited to you, God Almighty places emphasis on His symbols, or Sha'ir Allah, which He says should be venerated by believers from the depth of their hearts as indicators of monotheism, and on no account should be violated. The All-Merciful gives some examples of his symbols, which include the sacred month and the offerings in his path, as well as Safa and Marwa in Mecca, where pilgrims to the Holy Kaaba, the symbolic house of the one and only Creator, make 7 rounds between these 2 hillocks to keep alive the memory of Prophet Abraham's wife, Hajar's frantic run from Safa to Marwa several times in search of water for young Ishmael, rubbing his feet in the dust due to acute thirst. The Lord Most High then issues a stern warning against violation of the sanctity of his symbols. This means only the perfidious wretch, devoid of faith in Allah, will dare to desecrate the symbols of God. Muslims may be quick to point out that those damned by God are the defilers of the sanctity of mosques and shrines, such as the sacred Al-Aqsa Mosque in the Zionist-occupied city of Beit al-Maqaddas, which the Israelis periodically desecrate, as is presently the case. Without the least doubt, the Zionists, the Takfiris and others indulging in such sacrilege at mosques and shrines in various parts of the world have earned divine wrath. But the most perfidious wretches are those who attempt to defile the sanctity of the holy shrine of the Prophet of Islam and the holy shrines of members of his blessed household, the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, whose pristine purity God Almighty has vouchsafed in the Holy Quran, in Ayah 33 of Surah Ahzab in the Holy Quran, where the Almighty says, "Indeed, Allah desires to keep away all impurity from you, O people of the household, and preserve you thoroughly purified." Alas, today, the 8th of Shawwal is that tragic day in history when, in 1345 AH corresponding to 1926, the desert brigand of Najd, Abdul Aziz ibn Abdul Rahman al Saud, after massacring innocent Muslim men, women and children in the Prophet's city of Medina, attempted to destroy the Prophet's shrine. When he was dissuaded from doing so, he sent his godless Wahhabi hordes to desecrate the sacred Jannat al-Baghi cemetery and raise to the ground the tombs of the elite of Islam, especially the majestic mausoleum over the blessed resting places of 4 of the Prophet's 12 infallible heirs. That is Imam Hassan Mujtaba, Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Muhammad Baqir, and Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon them. First, the heretical Wahhabis plundered the precious Persian carpets and chandeliers in the holy mausoleum, and then pulled it down over the heads of pilgrims still inside the mausoleum. In opposition to God's explicit commandment in the Holy Quran against violation of the sanctity of the symbols of Allah, or Sha'ir Allah, the criminal, who some years later in 1932 was gifted by his British masters with the spurious state called Saudi Arabia, thus desecrated one of the supreme symbols of God Almighty. This unpardonable crime continues to bring tears to the eyes of all true believers. In view of these undeniable facts, it is the duty of the Islamic Ummah to mobilize efforts for rebuilding of the Jannat al-Baghi cemetery, especially the grand mausoleum of the 4 Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, which is indeed one of the most prominent Sha'ir Allah, or God's supreme symbol. If not, all talk of liberating Beit al-Maqaddas from the Zionist regime is idle prattle, because for the past 97 years, Paris has remained as an open wound in the eyeshot of the prophet's holy shrine. The Wahhabis thought that through such devilish acts they would erase from Muslim minds the memories of the Immaculate Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, little realizing that those whom God Almighty has chosen and exalted are always alive in the hearts of the faithful. Abdulaziz Al Saud, in his hatred for the Prophet of Islam, did not content himself with the destruction of Jannat al-Baghi cemetery, but went on to demolish the tombs of the martyrs of the decisive Battle of Uhud, including that of the Prophet's uncle, Hamza, peace be upon him. He simultaneously ordered his hordes to desecrate and destroy the other sacred cemetery of Islam, that is, Jannat al-Mu'alla in Mecca, where rest in peace the Prophet's loyal wife, the First Lady of Islam, or Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of all true believers, Hazrat Khadija, peace be upon her. The Prophet's infant son, Hazrat Qasim, peace be upon him. The Prophet's uncle and guardian, Hazrat Abu Talib, peace be upon him. The Prophet's grandfather, Hazrat Abdul Muttalib, peace be upon him. And other members of the monotheistic Bani Hashim clan. The Wahhabis also destroyed the tomb of the Prophet's father, Abdullah, peace be upon him, near Medina. The tomb in Abwa of the Prophet's mother, Amina bint Wahb, peace be upon her, and the tomb in the city of Jeddah of the mother of mankind, Hazrat Hawa, or Eve, peace be upon her. For years, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Muslims around the world have been urging Riyadh to rectify its misconstrued policies and allow the Muslims to rebuild the Jannat al-Baghi cemetery, but to no avail. In view of these facts, it is essential for the Islamic Ummah to knit ranks, heed the statements of the Holy Prophet, and press for reconstruction of the sacred Jannat al-Baghi cemetery. As long as this open wound that lies opposite the Prophet's holy shrine is not healed, Islamic solidarity and the goal of world Muslims to liberate Al-Aqsa and the Palestinians will remain nothing more than a dream.